With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is the Iron Man today, a phrase he's never heard once in the rest of his other life. Adam Carter is with us. 651-461-9226, phone calls and texts. This segment is sponsored by, okay, we'd love a sponsor or two for segments on Jordana and the Frauds and also on this show. Let's go, third floor. Let's get it going. Please ask Adam, why do men still hang their arms out the window when they are driving? That was a 1960 thing. Your thoughts. Do you do that in the Maserati?
If I have the window down, which is rare, I will put the arm on the, I'll just at least my elbow up on the edge. You know, usually I think it was probably a lot of it had to do with having that cigarette, right? You got that cigarette hanging out the window. And then it's just, I think it's a freedom thing, man.
You're a big freedom guy.
I'm a big freedom guy, you know, and it's freedom. I want to put my hairy arm out the window. By God, I'm going to do it.
God, I'm so glad you brought that up. Even yesterday, driving around, I saw this fool just flick the cigarette out at the stoplight.
Yeah.
Ask Adam anything, could do anything to punish that individual. It was a man. Is it more likely a man than a woman to flick the cigarette butt out the window?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Whoa.
Nope.
How long have you hated women?
Only some of them.
Yep. What is the required punishment?
I think, you know what their punishment
should
be?
To stop this.
Give them mandatory scent that their car would just smell like filthy cigarette smoke and ash, because that's what they're trying to avoid by doing that. They don't want the – so you know what? Your car is going to smell like an ashtray. And you're going to have butts up to the seat in your car.
I love it. 6 months of that just to stop it. Adam, can we get a Going to the Lake show back for CCO? Those were always the best shows and missed them so much. Now, we know they were tied with TV. But when we would do those, pretty much every time we had a great time, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to do that. In fact, you know, I got my ice house now. I'd love to broadcast from my ice castle.
Yeah, I heard you say that today. I mean, Harrigan, what are your thoughts when he's announcing, I have my ice castle? It's pretty
sounds
la-di-da,
very impressive,
isn't it?
Sounds
it's just
like
the name of, that's what they call them, Ice Castle.
We have suggested when we were together, we wanted to go to somebody's just on their boat, their pool. I'm in. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it happen. Adam, do you have any plans to see Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers when they are in town at Treasure Island? I know they're at Treasure Island. Are they still also at the fair?
No, that was last year, right?
I thought they rescheduled and were coming back to the fair.
I don't think so.
Don't think so?
No, because they were at the fair. They just, Michael McDonald wasn't there because he got COVID, remember?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. I appreciate the brothers Doobie, but I want Michael McDonald if I'm going to see the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah. I think it was my guy PA was having this debate with somebody. And they've had plenty of hits without Michael. But I'm a Michael McDonald guy with the Doobies,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, of course. I mean, this Doobie's got some great hits that, you know, he's not a part of, but you want to hear the Michael McDonald hits, too.
Yes. It's car manufacturers' fault. Cars don't have ashtrays anymore. Tell this texter why that is such a feeble.
That is a feeble
excuse.
Plus, I think you can buy ashtrays that fit in the cup holders. So, plus, here's an option. Take a 20-ounce bottle of Mountain Dew, put a little water in it, put your butts in there, and then screw it. That prevents the scent from getting out, and you can throw that away once it's full of cigarettes.
It's such a lame excuse to say, oh, there's not an ashtray. Like, you can't, like, Adam just nailed it. You can come up with a myriad of reasons why you're not doing anything. It's not that difficult to come up with a solution. Adam, is your new time slot the reason why Tom Bernard is quitting KQ? Think about that. Tom Bernard has dominated radio in this town like no one else. It was fairly close in time. You land the 9 to 12 with Jordana and David, and Tom says, that's it. I'm done.
I'm not going up against him, though. I'm going up against Wally Walker.
Yeah, but they linger into the 9 o'clock hour.
Well,
yes.
Maybe I did have something. Sorry, Tom.
Little State Fair scoop for you here. Tom Bernard will join this show at the State Fair this year.
Every day?
No, not every day. I don't think he's going to do it every day. But he is going to join at the fair. We're just lining up schedules. Do you know what Al Malmberg is doing since leaving CCO? Because nobody followed Al Malmberg's career closer than you, okay?
Well, I still hear him do ads on every once in a while for, I think, an aviation school.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In other words, Adam, we'll fire you, but we'll still take the money you're bringing in.
I mean,
the Daver's been gone for 10 years, and we still got the Daver spots running.
I just heard Charlie Boone advertising something the other day.
I have no idea what Al's doing. I don't think you do either, right?
I don't. I don't know if he's still in Colorado. That's where he was. Or he could be back. I don't know.
Let's do the. Adam, who is this Rusty Ray? Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Rusty Ray, new WCCO news anchor/reporter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he taking your spot? Is he our guy on this show?
I don't know. I believe so. Noon to 3 anchor.
I did. I probably could check my work email. Was there a work email sent out about this? Or?
Yes. Yeah. It didn't say the specific hours, though. I don't believe that he's working. But
likelihood his name is Rusty Ray.
I'm going to say 100%.
100%. Famous Rusties.
Gatenby.
I've got two. He's one, and then the bailiff with Judge Wapner, and I think I'm done.
Rusty Kuntz.
Yes, that's true. Harrigan, do you have any more Rusties for us?
I think of Rusty. I know you're a big fan. Chevy Chase's kid in the Vacation movies.
Oh, God. Of course I didn't think of that person from that disgusting, awful movie.
Also, the one of the guys who does like the Twins in-game.
Rusty
Calf.
Is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah, Rusty.
He's Rusty Wallace.
Yeah. Rusty Wallace.
Rusty. Yeah, yeah. Adam, should Chad be required to fill in for Denny Long next vacation so he can become familiar with the car show Saturday mornings? You were in that conversation though, also, right? Yes. It was pretty much the three of us.
Yes, and I had the wrong company that does the... Of the fine people at Lloyd's Automotive do our car show.
Yeah.
I can't believe I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'd do the car show. I wouldn't know anything about it, but.
No? Can I? Yeah, I'd fill in one now. I'd fill in one Saturday morning for Denny, but Denny's Danny's pretty reliable. He'll be there. Let's pause right here. Let's get to George and Mike and other callers. Rusty Staub, that's a great one right there. We need more individuals. Was he La Orange? Wasn't that his nickname? Something close to that, Rusty Staub? I think I'm with the Mets. Bounced around, though. Okay, more phone calls and texts with Ask Adam Anything. Among our guests next hour, Lindsey Whalen on the Hall of Fame and Jamie Ukas, her regular appearance. 651-461-9226. Couple questions from me, and then we'll get to the callers. Approximately how many passports do you have, Adam?
Just one. Well, I have one old one and then one current one. Same country, though.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Why does Don have two active passports?
Maybe one is for John Miller. Was that the name of his guy?
Yes, that was it.
This is John Miller. I don't sound anything like Donald Trump.
He didn't even try to disguise
his voice at all.
I think, was this during the Marla stuff where he was calling people as John Miller? I don't know if he's calling to brag about the sex, but it was so good. A guy we both like for his political commentary, not just the Republicans, but state politics, Michael Broadcorp, just went after Jeremy Munson pretty hard. When Munson was criticizing Liz Cheney saying it's over. And Broadcorp says at the start, with all due respect, and then points out that Munson got beat by 50 percentage points.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that is with all due respect.
No. When you say with all due respect, you're not doing that with all due respect. There's not much respect due.
Yes. I think you're just, I don't think that covers it, by the way. If you just go, with all due respect, I hate you.
Yeah, right.
You know, or with all due respect, I'm sleeping with your wife. I mean, it sounds good, but doesn't always match up. George has called in for Ask Adam Anything. Thank you, George. What's on your mind?
So my question is, I live in northern Minnesota, and why is the Odyssey app such a piece of crap?
Gosh. Well, I suppose it thought it was getting better. In fact, we got a text earlier from somebody complimenting us that the app had gotten, better. But I'll swallowed a bug. Go ahead.
I had to re-download it, and now it doesn't work. And now I can't get it to work.
Listen, you certainly know I blasted that Odyssey app for about 6 months. I got to be honest, with the new one, for me, Carter, and George, thanks for the call, it's worked every time. So
I'll get my people on it.
Get your people. You know, who should you get on it, Adam? Is there anybody that comes to mind? Does it remind you of a book or an author? Anyway,
I get my Russian authors mixed up. I don't know if it's Tolstoy or Dostoevsky.
Kaprizov.
Fedosov.
Yes. Mike, you're on CCO.
Hey, I just thought of another Rusty Warren. She was great.
Oh. Also Rusty Harden, attorney to famous athletes, including Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. And Deshaun.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yep.
So my question for you is, why did Pink Floyd turn down Harold Ramis's offer to write the soundtrack for Caddyshack?
That can't be true, is it?
Yeah.
Pink Floyd?
No
was,
way.
No way.
Really?
He originally wanted them to write it, yeah.
I think it would have been much darker.
To record it.
The theme to Caddyshack would have been much darker.
And then pivots to Kenny Loggins from Pink Floyd? How do you go to those two?
I don't know.
Pink Floyd not available? Get me Kenny Loggins.
Stranger than fiction.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a great note. I had
good nugget.
No idea.
Thanks, guys.
So August 16th, this is the day of Elvis passing away, right?
It is, 1977.
Dave, are we playing Elvis tunes today?
Chad, have you been paying attention
for noticing
to the show?
God, please.
Mm-hmm. I heard it the last one. That's when I just just noticed it.
We're going to do a bit of a mix later, too. We're celebrating both a king and a queen.
Ooh.
We might hear some from the queen in the 2 o'clock hour.
Oh, got it. A lot of texters are down on the app right now, Carter.
Oh, boy. So many thoughts.
Last thing. How much do you normally pay when you get your crudité? Did you see Dr. Oz out there shopping, trying to be the everyday guy?
No.
And he's, instead of saying, I'm getting a veggie tray, it's, I'm getting my crudité.
Okay, Dr.
When you're trying to lose your celebrity status, yeah. I don't think that's really the way to get rid of it.
You want to connect with those coal miners in Pennsylvania?
Exactly. All right, thanks for helping out.
You got
Enjoy the afternoon, sir. Adam and Jordana back tomorrow at 9. Lindsey Whalen next hour. Any questions for Andy Lindis, reach out. They are the best on a myriad of home issues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.